Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
There is a voice in the universe calling out to you. It speaks to the tapestry from which you have been woven. It is the brand made in the fire. You are about to discover your true essence, the life you were born to live from the inside out. This life is not built from magic stones or wishing wells. It is the very core of who you are. This is the purpose-driven life celebrating divine consciousness. It is what gives you your fingerprints. Intentional faith, intentional work, it's all the same. Faith without works is dead, and your faith will be the catalyst for the change you have always wanted. It speaks to those who understand pain and who know despair all too well. It is the message of the sages, the hidden mysteries of the ages. It is kingdom living on earth. This show, Intentional, will awaken you to what you have been born to discover. Our truths are not based on our experiences. It is based on our coming of age and true awareness of all that we have living within us. I'm Dr. Faye, your host, and welcome to another Intentional, your faith-based show right here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you've been listening over the past several weeks, I've been teaching from my new book, Our Father's DNA, available today on Amazon. It's Our Father's DNA Switched at Birth. We've gone through it chapter by chapter by chapter, and God has given us new revelation, fresh manna from heaven. Isn't that wonderful how God can take one thing and expound upon it and give us revelations to empower us in our everyday waking, walking, talking lives? We've taught on heaven is now, the Creator within us. We've talked about living heaven on earth and the access to his power, and also having the Christ mind available to us. All very exciting and informative truths. And today we continue the journey right here on Intentional as we pick up on page 68, and this is the original print. Living from the place of goodness and ending the struggle. It's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult at times for people to imagine having a life that's so good and so rich that struggles are no longer part of it. Yes, yes, and yes, it's true. That you can live from a place that struggles are no longer in your living repertoire, your life's repertoire. It's no longer part of your journey. And you know how to respond to any news, to any event that occurs in life. Oh, some things can happen that can hit you really hard. Yes, it's true. And you don't know what to do in certain moments, but that doesn't mean that you get stuck, because struggle simply means that you're stuck. We can't go one place or another, can't go back, can't go forward, can't change what just happened, can't undo what's just been done, and not sure what the next steps are. So that's being stuck. The revelations of our Father's DNA will take us out of those places of stuckiness and stickiness and struggle, and we will begin to see life through different lenses. We'll begin to awaken the Christ, the Jesus that's asleep on the back of the boat, waiting to be disturbed. Do you know that? Let me see a show of hands if you know that. That Jesus is waiting to be disturbed by you. It's waiting to be awakened by you, to be roused up by you from a sleep, saying, Lord, I want you involved in my life. I want the goodness of God in the land of the living. The psalmist said, I would have fainted had I not seen the goodness of God in the land of the living. So on page 68 in our Father's DNA, we've come to the day six of creation. And something that God said that changed the dynamics of the garden, he said it was good. Everything that he did, go back and read Genesis 1, 2, and definitely take a pause and read chapter 3. We come to the day six in creation, and God has said that everything is good. Everything is good. And then he said something that wasn't good. He said that it wasn't good that man should be alone. There was not a recipient of God's goodness. There was no one to carry on God's genetics. Hello? And God said, I want someone to be me in this garden. I have literally created heaven on earth here. And there's no God. There's a God in spiritual heaven. And I have brought heaven to earth because everything is good. It is heaven on earth. But there's no one to master this heaven here. There's no one to have dominion over this heaven that I call earth. Someone to pick up where he left off. So he said, let us, plurality, in Genesis 1 and 26, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them, not let him, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That was not just then, that is today, that God has given us dominion and authority and power and presence on earth, which was originally created to be heaven, a mini heaven on earth, because God called it good and he created man to have dominion, just as God has dominion in heaven. He wanted mankind to have dominion in the earth. The word us and our are plural words. God is reaching within himself and pulling out the cornerstone of humanity. So he gives humanity authority and power and dominion and presence. You see, we know we are more than humans. We are divinely human. We are spirits that have us. We are spirit. We have a soul, and we live inside of these clay temples, these bodies. Yes, yes, and yes. And we have dominion over everything else that exists in this world. Everything that creeps. So God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created them, male and female. He created them, both male and female. There you go. Equals in God. Yes, yes, and yes. The Holy Scriptures teach us that there is neither bond nor free, Jew nor Greek, that we're all one in Christ Jesus. Men do not, the male men, do not have dominion over the females, because God created all things. He created both. The them was not a him. The him is part of the them, and the she is part of the them. The them is him, and him is them, and God blessed them and told them to increase. Genesis 1 and 28 says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Dominion and authority, power to say so. power to declare and decree a thing, and it's so the power of what you speak in your word, the power of what you say, the power of what you think is good, God good. So use it for God good. What you say, let it be God good. What you think, let it be God good. You'll learn to live from a good place and not from a place of struggle. So he called them male and female, and he told them that it's yours. Everything is now yours. You now have it. Yes? You see, and Father God never took it back. Yes. He never took it back. Everything was created for mankind to have dominion and authority. He said, I've given you every herb bearing seed. I've given it to you, which is upon the face of the earth. And I have given you everything on the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat, is for your food. You enjoy this garden. I've given you everything here for you to eat, the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the herbs in the garden. Everything is yours to freely eat. The word every in this verse, without saying, there is nothing that's left out of this equation. God has given his creation, yes, authority over all things. However, it's a shame to have authority and have access to all things and live as though we have nothing. He said, I've given you everything. It does not exclude any area. How much of the earth is all? All of it is. So it doesn't exclude anything. So whether it's your office on Wall Street, yet that role you play in life, whatever it is that you feel in your heart that God has given you the fire for, you have authority and power. It does not exclude anything. It doesn't matter if you were a C student, a D student, or that you fail high school altogether or college. We're talking God here. You still have dominion. I taught a message in our conference church. It doesn't matter what the report card says. That's not God's report. And we judge people by the report card when straight A students have been failures in life, as we know failure to be outside of the kingdom of God. And C students and D students have climbed the corporate ladder. When we plug into God's way of being, we begin to experience a whole new life, a whole new way of being, because he's given us authority. He didn't say, I gave the A students authority or the C students authority or the F students. I gave you authority. Those who are born again, children of the Most High God, walk in authority of God. And even those who are not born again, you are having what you say. This is a principle. Whether you're born again or not, you are literally living the life that you have spoken into existence, because that's the power of humanity. He gave us dominion. He gave humanity dominion. So when we speak, we are speaking our own world into existence, just as God did in the book of Genesis. He spoke worlds into existence. And today we have resident within us that same power to speak worlds into existence. And if we do not like what we're receiving, if it's not good that we're receiving, then simple, it's simple. It's simple, ladies and gentlemen. It is kindergarten simple. Change what we say. The limitations that we have on our lives are those that have been passed by and taught to us by others. We have compared ourselves with other people. We measured ourselves by others, which is the Bible teaches not to do that. Who compares himself with someone else? You are unique. You have your own fingerprint, your own ID, your own social security number in America. You are special in your own way. And it is God who has a plan for your life. He wants to do you good and make you happy. God's thoughts are creative and powerful. We've adopted the patterns of those outside of God and those indoctrinated into society and culture and the systems of this world. So God's thoughts are not those thoughts. His thoughts take us away from all of these things that we assume we are and the names we've been called. Thank God you're not what people call you, right? Thank God you're not the texts that have been sent or the statements that have been, that will be made in social media. You, that's not your identity. The born again you is good. You're God good. God made you and he called you good. He called you perfect. He liked his project. He liked his production. And it was a well-planned production. And it stands after billions and billions of years on this planet can pass. And God's words will still stand. He made you beautiful. He made you perfect. And you were good. And understanding how good God made you, you can learn to come from a place of goodness where there's no longer struggles. You're no longer stuck, not fearing. You're no longer fearing the future and regretting the past, because now you're ready to soar into a new Genesis, a new awakening, a new revolution of you. Create a new spiritual footprint in the earth. Well, I know with the natural, you can't change your fingerprint, but you can certainly change your footprint in the spirit. A redesigned life, a life that's designed from the inside out and not from your culture beliefs or your societal norms or, you know, all of these things that we were taught through education and through our friends. And we think that we're this and we're not. And then when we hit a wall, we begin to doubt ourselves. So forget about all of those things. We're going to help you to forget about it. Right after I take this prayer pause, I'll be back with more of this message today from my new book, Our Father's DNA. Eliminating the struggles and living from the good place. I'll be back in a hot minute.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
What if you knew that everything that you've ever dreamed of, everything you've ever envisioned for your life was within your fingertips? How would you live then? How would you think? And I know that many of you will pause and think, I cannot wrap my mind around that. What do you mean if I knew this? That everything that I've dreamed and everything that I envisioned for my life was within reach. Well, it is. It really is. You see, God created the heavens and the earth. And for those who are born again, we have access to all things. And even if you're not born again, you still have access to it. You're just not have come into the awareness of the fullness of who you are yet. And even born again Christians are still wandering and wondering because we've been so tuned in to the world's way. And I have to separate it so that you'll understand, because there is a world outside of the word, to the world's way of doing things and the world's way of doing business, that we lose consciousness of the word way of doing business, God's way of doing business. Until we become indifferent, we become unconscious of people and their feelings and their emotions. We're so in tune to our little circle that we forget that there are people that are going through things, troubling things. And maybe they need our prayers. I know some people that are so caught up in the corporate circle
And I understand being business focused and being driven to do and to accomplish certain things. I understand that. But there is a coldness about that lifestyle that I find it challenging to even articulate. There's a coldness about it because it becomes a spirit that drives people rather than the Spirit of God that is leading people. How many of you have been there and done that? And more people are separating themselves from that space because they want to find what they really want to do. There is one of the top chefs on one of the shows or a cooking network that was in corporate America. And she came to the place that she just resigned her a law firm or whatever she was doing. It was something major. And she left that to pursue her passion. And her passion was to cook and to, teach others how to cook and how to enjoy food. And it's a beautiful show, and you can sense that that is her calling. Well, there was a struggle for her in that other space. She was struggling in that space because she didn't enjoy what she was doing. When you lose your joy of living, your joy of being in a thing, that's not your calling, dear heart. You're over in someone else's lane. You're doing what somebody else told you you should do. They said, oh, you're good at that. And you thought, well, I guess I'll do this since I'm good at it. Or this should be done, so I'm doing it. But is it what's really your joy? Have you lost your peace in it? Have you lost the ability to even connect with human beings? Or are you lost in that mechanical, just being a mechanical robot, and you're just doing it because you're doing it now? You don't even know why you're doing it anymore. Like, okay, why did I start this? Why am I here? Sometimes you have to ask yourself the most difficult questions because sometimes people won't. I will. If I have an audience with you, I will get you to think about what you're thinking about. What are you doing with your life? How much more time are you going to live in a lane that you know is not really designed for you, that it's really for someone else? It's a great idea. It could even be a God idea, but it may not have been meant for you. I can't tell you the number of ideas I've had, and I thought that I was going to do that. Then I realized, girl, you're one person. There are some things that can happen in your life to remind you you've got one body, and you need to pay attention to that one body and put it where God wants it and to do through it what God wants to do through it and not allow yourself to go all over the place because other people think you should be doing something, think you should say it a certain way or be a certain way. Sometimes you've got to unplug, reboot, and find your lane. Get in it, stay in it, because that's where the good is and that's where the struggle isn't. That's good teaching today, ladies and gentlemen. Every tree in the garden was good for fruit. It was yielding good seed. It was for food. Everything is mine because I'm the mirror of Jehovah God. Everything is yours because we are the mirror of God. And that's not a struggling place. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. So we're not in the struggle lane. We're in the easy and light lane. That's right. We get to travel down this path of life with ease, not with disease, with ease. There is a difference. He's given us everything, everything good. We've been trying to live off of what we have rather than what God has. We've been trying to measure ourselves by the person, our neighbors, or the person down the street, or the other person that are sitting next to us on the pew, or someone on television. We're real big about comparing ourselves with Hollywood personalities. It's on the cover of every magazine and or on the cover of your internet pages and websites. And you think that you have to measure up to the Oprah Winfreys of the world or the Tyler Perrys or whomever is on your list of icons. So you have to, or list of celebrities, that you have to measure up to them, or you want to be like them. You want to be another Warren Buffett or a Bill Gates. You want to be like them. Why do you want to be like them when the best version of you is you? Hello? And the day you meet yourself, your life will begin to change. It doesn't mean that you will be on the front page of a magazine, the front cover of a magazine, and it doesn't matter. What matters is that you found your place in this world, and that makes you a success. That you found out what your designer had planned for you, that you discovered yourself. And when you discovered yourself, you put all the counterfeits out of the way. You put everything that wasn't you off of the list. You got rid of the counterfeit. You got rid of that imposter and fell in love with you. With a real you, please stand up. We don't need the imposter. We don't need the one that's faking it to make it. We need the one to faith it to make it. We need that person that has identified who they really are by identifying their purpose and their destiny. The good God is just on the inside of them, the goodness of themselves, and living that to the full, to the overflow. Your goodness may be to take care of children. Your goodness may be something else. Don't live your life based on the degree that you received from college. Your credentials. Your credentials, really? Your credentials, does that make you smarter than everybody else? No, it doesn't. Credentialing does do nothing but satisfy a system of this world and pigeonhole people to make them think that they should know more because they have credentialing. No, it does not put people in a good place. It really doesn't. It only feeds off the same type of people. That's all that does. When you come into your own identity, boy, I'm saying more than I meant to say. When you come into your own identity, it's not about credentialing. It's not about the number of letters behind your name. It's not about who you know. It's not about the amount of money that you have. It is about coming into your true purpose and destiny. And the only way you can do that is to follow God's design. I don't care who else you listen to out there. I am telling you the truth. It's God's plan. It's God's world. It's God's design. If you're trying to do it any other way, you're going to end up with heartbreak and disappointments. Well, Dr. Faye, I'm making a lot of money my way. Well, that may be, but how is the rest of you doing the rest of your life? Oh, so you're on your fourth divorce now. Okay. No. See, we have to look at things holistically and stop thinking because it's a grade A or it's a credential that those people are better, they're smarter. They're not. So don't you judge yourself and compare yourself by those people. You judge yourself according to truth. Judge yourself according to the word of God, darlings, and you will not fail. And you'll come behind in no thing. I pray that we grow up to understand that all things are ours. We've been trying to live behind someone else's dictates of how we should live. The scriptures say, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. What kind of guarantee is that? That's Jesus speaking in St. John 14, 12 through 14. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Wow. Anything in my name, I will do it. Well, Dr. Faye, I asked something in the name of Jesus. It didn't happen. What you ask, but you didn't ask with the power and the identity of his name. You just threw the name of Jesus out there like you're just throwing it out there. See if it'll stick. See if it'll happen like magic. Whoop, Jesus. No, it's about having a relationship with him. When you go in someone's name, you have a relationship with them. when you represent that name, come on, ladies and gentlemen, help me. When you're representing that name, you are representing everything that that name represents, as if that person is present in the room. So when I say in the name of Jesus, I know he's present in the room. It is out of a relationship with him that I can speak his name. And because I speak his name, whatever the power that he has in his name is the same power that I have in his name. Does that make sense? Or does that make sense? Good, good, good. Raise your hand if you understand. You get that? So that's why some people can say in the name of Jesus and it doesn't do anything, because they're not speaking from a place of relationship with him and understanding that they're representing that name, not just throwing the name out there and hoping that it will work like magic. It's not magic, darlings. It doesn't work that, like that. If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will do it. Why should he? Why should the Father do whatever we ask? Jesus came to restore us to where we were in the garden. He came to reconnect us with everything, and he reminded us of everything that we had from the foundations of the world. You are not merely human. You're divine. Your human body has the power of God manifested through every cell in your body. That's why sickness and disease cannot stay there. It does not have a right to be in your body. Matthew 8:17 states, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Since Jesus did take our infirmities and bore our sickness and diseases, then we don't need to take any. No, we don't. We are the very product of God in the earth. The very presence of God in the earth is a better word. Our cells are the form of all life. And the form of all life is God. Our human body has the presence of God on the inside. Pause and think about that. You, as a born-again child of God, have God living on the inside of you. And if those of you who aren't, you certainly can change that picture right now by asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord and be my Savior. It's not hard to do. You don't have to wait a week to see if he shows up. No, he's right here, right now, with the asking. He comes by invitation, ladies and gentlemen. He comes by invitation. So all you have to do is just ask him. Our human body has the power to manifest his goodness and his glory as we stay in communication with him. We are partakers of his divine nature. Divine nature is our Father's DNA. When I saw that in scripture some years ago, divine nature, I went, DNA, DNA. It's everything. DNA is God's blueprint. It is our Father's creative power in action. We are the offspring of God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, or she's a new creature, same thing. She's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We become a new species of being. It's a new Genesis now. The old Genesis passed away, but there's a new Genesis. There's a new way of being, a new way of living, a new way, a new way, a new way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. In 2 Peter, we read, grace and peace be multiplied to you. And that's verse 1. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, and highlight all things that pertain to life and godliness. We have all things that pertain to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Now, who's promising? God is promising. Is God a liar? No. God is not like man that he should lie. He's given to us exceeding great and precious promises. These are the good things of God and eliminate struggle. That through these, you may be partakers of the what? Divine nature of his DNA. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We want to build, we want to have, we want to do because we're lusting after things. We're lusting after more, 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 more. And the more we receive, the more we want. Seems to never have enough, a hole that can never be filled because we're trying to fill something that was intended to be filled. We're trying to put something in that can only be filled by God's presence, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you can be in a marriage and still feel loveless, still feel as though you're missing something, wondering what it would be like not to be married. You can be unmarried, wondering what it would be like to be married. You can be at the head of the corporation and wonder what it's like to not be, or just to be able to be free again, because now you become a prison to the desk or to the phone. You become a prisoner to that lifestyle. You don't know how to downsize. The first thing you hear when your accountant tells you, first thing you think when the accountant tells you it's time for you to downsize, it's time for you to eliminate some excess and start to get rid of those five cars, let's get it down to one or two. The thing that people think about first is what will people think? Because you built a life for people to think more of you than they ought, for people to be satisfied with your outcome instead of God to be satisfied with your outcome. There are a number of people that have downsized, that have gone from mansions to smaller homes or apartments and are happier now than they've ever been. They found the peace in life. And they've learned how to build the life that God wanted them to build rather than the life that the society or structure or culture outside of themselves wanted them to live. So we have everything, all things that pertain to life and godliness. And he's given us exceeding great and precious promises. And God will not take his word back from us. He's faithful to perform. I've got to take a pause. I didn't realize I had gone on and on and on, but it's a good on and on and on, right? I look forward to continuing this conversation right after this prayer pause. Don't you go anyplace. I'll be back in a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Exceeding great and precious promises. All things that pertain to life and godliness. Wow, look at that. God has promised us good things so that we can be a partaker of his DNA. God wants us to represent him in the earth as his DNA, as the image of God, as the first Adam did. The last Adam came and gave it back to us. That we can be rightful owners of the DNA of God, representatives of our Father who is present on the inside of us. When we have this revelation of this truth, the consciousness of lack and sickness and disease, it's eliminated from our minds. We no longer feel deprived about anything. We are conscious of the goodness of God and not struggling anymore. This teaching today is to help us eliminate struggles, to get out of that place and live from the good place, the God good place, that we're no longer stuck in life, but moving. How many more years are we going to struggle trying to get somewhere where we already have access to it? Trying to build the bigger business, the bigger house, to get the, you know, trying so hard to get it done. I mean, we're just not sleeping. We're not eating. We're just working. And the clock is ticking. And we're not living. I don't mean that people are not given to build a company or build businesses or do what God has called them to do. And they have to focus. We have to focus in on that. But we never lose focus of who's on the inside of us. I truly believe that God's intentions is not for us to be so driven by work or businesses or whatever it is that it drives us sick, that it breaks relationships, destroys camaraderie. No, that's not God. That's not good. Then it's not God. How many more years are we going to live like that when we already have access to all things that pertain unto life and godliness? If I already have something, then why would I be struggling so hard trying to get it? The simplest and most precious of things is to come into the realization that we already have it. No sweat. No frustrations, no struggles, but coming into the realization that all things are ours. The Holy Spirit is calling us today, ladies and gentlemen, to be the very thing we have been searching for all of our lives. That hunger in your heart, that's great. That drive on the inside of you, that's wonderful. But don't get it twisted. You're not the leader. Father God is. Go to the source and allow him to lead, to guide, and direct your steps. You'll never be disappointed with God because he knows the plans that he has toward us. He knows the thoughts that he's thinking toward us to give us a hope and a future, he told Jeremiah. What you've been struggling to achieve, ladies and gentlemen, has already been achieved through the finished works of Jesus Christ. You will never be more than who you believe yourself to be when you come to the revelation of the Father's DNA. It will change your perspective on life. As we continue this teaching from our Father's DNA, we will begin to understand truly how important it is for us to understand this teaching and to use this book, our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth, as a study tool along with our scriptures to help us understand exactly what Jesus did on that cross. It's a beautiful thing. We have a reason to celebrate this knowledge of him. We have a reason to lift up our heads and to be happy, to rejoice, because this King of glory lives on the inside of us. I like Psalms 24 and 7, where it says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. God is the King of glory. He has not called us to hardships and struggles. There's no ministry of struggle on me or hardship to you. God has called us to praise and to worship him because everything is already ours. So what do? We're showing gratitude that is already ours. I am already healthy. I am already rich. I am already successful. I am that I am that I am because Father says that I am. I be healed. I be free. I be delivered. I am means I be. It's a living, breathing word. I be alive in Christ. Everything is in you. Everything is in us. Everything is in me. For God manifested himself in human form, and he called their name Adam in the beginning. And the last Adam, being Christ, is our righteousness, our wisdom, our sanctifier, our advocate, our mediator, our justifier. He brought restoration, redemption, and reconciliation, so that we can still walk and have that authority and power and dominion. We can subdue the earth. We can call things that be not as though they were. We speak worlds into existence, beginning with our own world, because we cannot give away what we don't possess. The truth challenges old trappings of the past. When we hear the truth, it makes us free, because it challenges all the dogma, all the trappings, all the stuff that we thought was truth and our truth. And we just think, oh yes, I just don't believe all of that, but I just believe this or that. When the truth comes, it challenges those things. And it causes us to take a deeper look within, so that we can have a deeper walk. It brings us out of our comfort zone. That's what truth will do. And it ignites a fire within us to know more about our Father. There's such a quest today to seek out the Father's identity. I remember years ago, I don't know if it's still on because I'm not a television person like that, but there was a show that said, I was seeking, deciding who the Father was. And people were really seeking out the DNA. And I guess it was a couple of decades ago now, maybe 20 years ago, when DNA just became a buzz thing to do and still is. Who's the father? Who's the baby's daddy? And DNA decided the father. DNA still decides the father. As a born-again child of God, you're no longer under those physical genetics. You think that you should have something because your fathers or forefathers had it. No, as a born-again child of God, you're no longer subject to that genetic coding. We are now subject to God's coding, the new genetic coding. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creation, a new species of being. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Listen, even people who don't read the Bible can tell you, you do not have to align yourself with what your ancestors had. You do not have to walk in that place. You can have a shift in consciousness that you don't, just because your family has diabetes, you don't have to have diabetes. You don't have to struggle with that anymore. That's been eliminated through the born-again experience. That's been eliminated by your acknowledging the good thing that is within you. The precious blood of Jesus Christ has come now and washed us and made us whole. Those of us who've had an experience, we won't deny that experience. And I know that there are people who criticize this type of teaching. That is because you just haven't had the experience yet, darling. Once you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, you'll stop throwing stones at us. And you'll just chill out. And you'll be okay. You'll be okay tomorrow. You just ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, you'll be okay today. Because there will be a shift that will take place. It's time for us to let go of the past thought patterns and let God arise and his enemies be scattered. You are his mirror. You are God's reflection. You are our Father's DNA. So it's time for you to rise and shine and let the glory of God be manifested in and through you. It's been much too long in that struggle. You struggle with marriages and relationships. You struggle with businesses. You struggle with your jobs. You struggle with life. You struggle with being you because you've never discovered the precious being that you are. Look how wonderful you are, that God loved you so much that he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross so that you can have access to everything, all of the precious promises of God, that you can have access to all things that he has planted in this earth, that all things are ours. Everything that he sowed in the garden belongs to you as a child of God, then thy nature is God's DNA, is who he is. So when I see you, I see my Father. Don't stay in the struggles. Don't stay in those pitfalls that have been set by society to say that you don't measure up or you didn't get the part. You'll get the next. Just keep on moving. If God put in you to be an actor, then keep on moving. Keep on going. God will tell you to keep on working because faith without corresponding action is dead. So you keep on knocking on doors. And yes, you keep on making those phone calls. Shoot those emails out. Do what you got to do. Send that press kit out. You keep on moving because you can't quit. It's in you now. It is who you are. You see, quitters, this sounds corny, but somebody said quitters never win and winners never quit. So you keep on winning because you keep on knocking on doors. You keep on shooting those emails out, even when they block you, unfriend you, unsubscribe to you. You just keep on going. Even if they don't view your videos, you keep on going. You don't give up, cave in, and quit. You have too much on the inside of you to give up, cave in, and quit. You've only just begun a new Genesis, and there is no turning around. You press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You're not a quitter. You're a winner. Shout, I'm a winner, and I win. Always I win. You have his DNA. You hold on to everything that I'm telling you today. It's going to disrupt your old thinking, your internal disbeliefs and belief systems. Then God can begin to work it out through you. God can begin to manifest some things through you because you're no longer blocking the flow because of unbelief and unbelief in him and choosing the systems of this world. Because these things are passing away every day. That's why you can talk about what you used to do, where you were then. When I grew up, all of that's in the past. It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. It is not in the present moment. Father is speaking to you now in the present moment. He wants to show you goodness. He wants to show you his love. He wants to show you his peace. He wants to teach you what real success is all about so that you'll no longer be in the struggles of life, eliminating struggles and discovering the goodness of God. Yes, right now. Eliminating struggles and discovering the goodness of God will take you into an awakened reality that you're no longer stuck in your yesterdays. That life of happiness and peace is resident within you. Everything is really yours. Not going to be, it already is. The psalmist David said in Psalms 23, the 23rd Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Is that true for you? Of course it is. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Everything that's happening right now is happening because the Lord is my shepherd. You may have to start over 20 times. It doesn't matter how many times you have to start over. Just be grateful that you get to start over. How about that? Just be grateful that God caught your attention to say, okay, here is a do-over time. Here is a fresh start. You don't have to stay where you were. You can learn to live from this higher place of Christ consciousness, letting go of all things that have hindered you in the past and see a bright future. So sit down today with your journal and ask the Father to give you the divine design, the pattern for your life, the building blocks for your future, to eliminate struggles and live from the good place. That's what he has for you, and that's what he wants to do for you today. Aren't you glad we're teaching this series from our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth? I am absolutely loving it. I am having just a wonderful time going through this book with you as I go through the first print And of course, in this teaching, we're preparing for the second print. And by the way, if you bought a copy, the next print of any of our books, you will get that one. Certainly, we'll make that available to you so that you can have a fresh copy at a discounted, very discounted price. Or for some people, actually, you'll get it free, depending upon the agreement we've made with you. So this is a great time to rediscover our true essence with all of the things that are going on in our earth today. And I don't want to get into that list because that's not that this show. That's on other shows on the network. But for this show, in spite of what's going on around you, I want you to focus in right now for this moment of prayer. First of all, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Father, I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me. I turn my heart to you, and I invite you in, Jesus, to be my Lord and be my Savior. Now, for those of you who prayed that prayer, I want you to continue to listen to this teaching and other inspirational teachings across social media and online. There are massive amounts of ministers, teachers and preachers that are sharing good news. I'm not the only one. There are others. Make sure you pick up a copy of Our Father's DNA, get your Bible, and find a church, a local church that's teaching the Word of God. And I mean the Word that will teach you how to live out this life. And I want to say a second prayer for those of you who are in attendance today and those of you also who have reached out to us for prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every listener. I thank you for my friends and family around social media and around the world. I ask that the presence of God would move through every fiber of their being. Lord, unveil and reveal to them your wisdom for their lives and how you want them to walk out this life. Thank you, God, that you teach us all how to eliminate struggles and live from the good place. We give you praise for that in Jesus' name. Aren't you glad you came to church today to be a part of Intentional? I am glad you did. It is always a blessing to be here. Share us across social media. Like us. Go to iTunes. Appreciate us. Review us. Don't forget to join us for the encore at 4 p.m. That's right. We're here at 11 and then at 4 p.m. every Sunday. And that's all East Coast time. Look out for some more dynamic shows across the platform. The network is doing some exciting changes. Be involved, be engaged. Know that God loves you, and so do I. Kisses and hugs, everybody. Until next time, this is Dr. Faye. Thank you for joining me on this Faith-Based Out Loud radio show.